Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I haven't done a bathtub time machine since the Eagles season. I thought with the third overall pick, let me look in the history of Philadelphia sports having the third pick. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a little dip together inside the bathtub time machine.
It's time to go back in the tub with the hammer. Joe DiCamera's bathtub time machine.
All righty. Third overall pick. Oh, rubber ducky. Ben, have you been here for a bathtub time machine?
I have, yes. Okay.
So, I was hoping last night when I went in the bathtub time machine prep process that I'd find all these great third overall picks in Philly drafts. And I got to be honest, there's some good picks, but it's a lot more bad than good. And I'm starting to get excited for the Sixers having this pick tonight. But then I looked at the history. I thought, what are the chances they actually pick the player that will turn into having the best career? Ladies and gentlemen, it has happened 12 times in the history of Philadelphia sports that one of our teams has held the third pick. The Phillies, the Eagles, and the Sixers. Flyers never have had it. Bathtub time machine. Let's start with the Phil. All right. Phillies have had the third pick four times. Most notably, recently, current Phil, third overall pick, Alec Bohm. Very solid player. But, 7 years from when he was picked third overall. Because I looked this up last night. Best player from the draft when Bohm went. Skubal, Tigers Cy Young Award winning pitcher, went nine rounds later.
I don't think you can rip them for not taking Tariq Skubal
James,
in the first eight rounds.
Here's what I can say. Did the Phillies get the best player available? They did not.
I would guess the number three pick in the MLB draft maybe has never been the best player available.
So here's the thing. What you're going to see in a lot of these, in a lot of cases, pretty good player acquired, but not the player that turned out to have the best career, which is, you know, what I certainly want the Sixers to get. Go to 1990. Phillies, third pick. Catcher Mike Lieberthal. Very solid Phil for a long time. No doubt about it. Member of the Phil's Wall of Fame. Best player from that draft, third pick on, because everything I'm defining here is third pick on. Mike Mussina. They didn't get him. Let's go to 1974. Lonnie Smith. Member of the 1980 Phillies World Series winning team. Best player. Who did it ultimately become? Ben, this is a miss. Dale Murphy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. How about Larry? I love Larry Christensen, right? LC. 72. Larry Christensen. Classic Phil. Who turned into the best player from that draft? Gary Carter. Not so good so far. Again, all due respect to LC. Outstanding career, and again, a member of the 80-winning Phillies team. All right, so that's the Phils. Let's go to the Eagles. We make the transition of football. Third overall pick. Now, there's this guy, Pete. I don't even know how to say his last name, from 1942. No one knows anything about him.
Wow, disrespect.
But I did look it up, and the Google thing says he was not the best player available.
Who was?
I didn't even write it down, but somebody else. All right, let's go to 1969. Leroy Keyes. Of course, O.J. famously goes first. Eagles and Bills both had a 12-2 record, but the Bills get the number one pick. They take O.J. Eagles with the third pick, Leroy Keyes. Turns out he was not the best player. Some guy named George Kuntz. I don't know him, but apparently he made a bunch of All-Pros. 73. This is one of the best picks that have happened. Jerry Sizemore, who was a great Eagle. Member of the 80 team. But the next pick was John Hanna, who some people say is the greatest offensive lineman of all time. Yeah. Now, again, all due respect to Sizemore, who was fantastic and a member of the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame and the Eagles, you know, Wall of Fame or Hall of Fame, whatever they call it. But Hanna did go next. Dan Fouchon was later in that draft as well.
Wow.
They certainly could have
not
used
too shabby.
Could have used him. He went in the third round. All right, let's
the
go.
Fouts was a third rounder. Yeah. I didn't know that.
All right, let's go to hoops because this is where, you know, that's where we are tonight. I mean, one of them's got to get the right pick, right? So let's build up to it. Let's go to the first time the Sixers had the third pick. We're going back to 1988.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sixers drafted a player but traded him that night. They drafted Charles Smith. This is the guy that became the Knicks Charles Smith, Pitt Panther Charles Smith. They traded him that night, James, for who?
Oh, man. I'm blanking
Rhea,
right now.
You got it?
We always mispronounce his name.
That's right, Rhea. Name him.
Percy Hawk.
Absolutely correct. So we love Hawk. He's a quality player, good Sixer. But Mitch Richmond and Tim Hardaway were better. All right? They were better. Let's go to 1995. This one
I thought this was going to be a freaking superstar. I was so excited to get this guy.
So was I. He played for 30,000 years in pro basketball. But Jerry Stackhouse never really delivered the way we perceived. And who went two picks later?
Was it Sheed?
Nope.
Or she went earlier, maybe?
This guy went early, but not early enough because he was the first 18-year-old since what? Like Moses
to
Garnett, the
ABA? Garnett, yeah.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yep.
So they missed on Garnett. Let's go to the next time the Sixers had the third overall pick. It was 2014.
Ah.
Now, they got the second best player from this draft with Joel Embiid, but they missed on Nikola Jokic. Who has won three MVPs in a championship and is, as we sit here today, healthy. All right.
And plays every minute of every game.
So far, and again, all due respect to guys like Embiid and Stackhouse and Larry Christensen, guys who were really good, were great. But so far, collectively, they're 0-for-9 on picking the player that had the best career. Let's go to 2015. Jahlil Okafor with the third pick. So this one would be, size it up as you want, best player turned out to be either Porzingis at 4, but I would say Devin Booker at 13.
Now, wasn't Porzingis the one that they said that
Hinkie wanted?
That they wanted, but he refused
show up.
To come here.
And this is part of my Ace Bailey argument.
Yeah, that's my,
whatever, man.
Who cares?
Like, if you're better, you're better.
Exactly.
So, you know. Yeah, I would say Devin Booker, James, best from that grouping. All right. So now we're 0-for-10 on picking the right player. Let's go to 2017. Now, this one's complicated because they had the third pick. They moved up to the first pick. But I'm counting this as counting because they had the third pick. So they traded the third pick and a first rounder to get the first pick to draft Markelle Fultz so Tatum can go 3. So I'm calling that 0-for-11. By the way, Donovan Mitchell went after that as well. So now we're 0-for-11. And,
That's
0-for-12.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's 0-for-12. So the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, to conclude this brutal exercise, in the 12 times in the history of Philadelphia sports holding the third overall pick, again, with respect owed to Embiid, Larry Christensen, Sizemore, some really good players, but they have never actually picked the player that turned out to have the best
career. Quick question.
Yes,
did you actually look and see if the third pick has ever been the best player in any draft?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah, of course. Jordan.
Yeah.
But I wonder how often it happens. It's probably pretty rare, would be my guess.
Less than 20%.
Well, I think after
Jordan, I think like less than 1%.
Might be. Probably less than the NBA,
all the
though.
Drafts.
NBA, I would say
I
you
agree.
Have the best shot to hit
agree.
It. You know? So anyway, it's a tough trip down memory lane, and that's what you got inside the bathtub time machine as we get ready for the Sixers tonight on the clock with pick 3. That is, of course, if they make it, they could trade it, which is a distinct possibility.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.